Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. When someone suggests a weight loss scheme that doesn't involve dieting or exercise, one can't help but be a little skeptical. But I've got one for you anyway. It's simple. All you have to do is turn down your thermostat. James Hamblin is senior editor at The Atlantic, where he writes the monthly health column. And that's where we found his article, The Benefits of Being Cold. James, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
So what's the general concept here? Why does being cold help you lose weight?
Well, there's a certain amount of caloric energy that goes into heating your body. So when you are cool, your body goes through a process called thermogenesis, generating heat to maintain that 98.6 degree temperature. And so when you shiver, that burns a lot of calories. But somewhere in the middle, there's a process called non-shivering thermogenesis that burns calories without being so miserable as to have you shiver. So that's part of it. But there is also a theory that's it's in its infancy, it's being studied, that exposure to cold actually activates some stress response in the body, activates some mitochondrial enzymes that help to maintain homeostasis, help to have your body in an ideal metabolic state to ward off obesity, diabetes, chronic illnesses that we're seeing in large scales today.
And a lot of this research came from a former NASA scientist named Ray Cronus, who is really interesting. You kind of profile him in the story. What is his story?
Ray Cronus is was formerly at NASA and now runs his own experimental lab in his home in Huntsville, Alabama. So in 2010, he was trying to lose weight himself, and he heard the story of Michael Phelps. During his Olympic run, he was going around saying that he was eating 12,000 calories a day. And Cronus heard that and was somewhat incredulous, saying, you know, how could anyone burn that many calories? You know, even an athlete who's running a marathon, rough average for calories burned is 2,500. So if you eat around 2,000 calories and, you know, you could run a marathon to burn that off, but the extra 7,000 or 8,000 that Phelps is mentioning, he'd have to be swimming 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not physically possible. So he started thinking about other variables in Phelps' life, and he's spending maybe 6 hours a day training in a cold pool, and there is heat transfer through water is very efficient. So basically the heat energy is being sucked out of him by that water, and he's burning calories just to maintain his core temperature. So Cronus started doing what he called shiver walks, where he'd go outside in winter without a shirt and just walk around, and he'd take cold showers. And he started measuring his own caloric expenditure during those periods and realized that he was burning a lot of calories.
Mm-hmm.
He actually ended up losing 27 pounds in 6 weeks, which is astounding. He was combining that with diet and exercise. This wasn't the only thing that he was doing. And so after seeing those great results, he decided to make a life of studying the effects of cold exposure on metabolism.
Well, he lives in Huntsville, Alabama. How cold does it get there?
I know. And well, that's part of it. He doesn't advocate extreme cold exposure. So it can dip down into the 50s, and that's what he's talking about is going outside without a shirt in the 50s, when it's in the 50s. Some people who read his story got into taking ice baths and doing more extreme things, and it's not what he's advocating.
Well, I'm wondering about that. I mean, you say it gets down into the 50s. I mean, we're in New Hampshire, where not dressing properly at this time of year is a good way to get frostbite. Isn't it pretty extreme and potentially dangerous to try and lose weight this way?
Absolutely. He is advocating this as an adjunct to diet and exercise. And as he's talking about very simple things like you know, you might layer to go outside in New Hampshire in the winter, and you should. But when you come in, you don't still need to be wearing everything that you were wearing. You know, the flannel with a sweater over top of it, and having a space heater under your desk. Humans are made to survive at temperatures in the 50s and 60s without. You won't die. So those are the temperatures. He's saying 50s and 60s. Turn down the thermostat a little bit, and it might have some helpful metabolic effects.
You mentioned that something human beings are made for this, and I'm wondering about historically, how has temperature figured into weight? I mean, I think our ancestors would be a lot more concerned with staying warm than losing weight.
That is a large part of what Cronus and some of his collaborators are arguing here, is that people, for the majority of our evolutionary history, were exposed to cold. Even in tropical regions, people were exposed to more cold than a lot of people are now. We have these constantly heated environments. We go from a heated car to a heated office to a heated home, and we spend very little time outside in the cold. And that heat in a year-round environment is a modern luxury that may factor into what are being called epidemics of obesity and chronic disease that were not present previously, in combination with our diets and our lack of exercise.
Well, you tried something, a product that one man using Cronus's ideas helped to create to shiver away the pounds. It was called an ice vest. What was it like?
Yeah, that's what got me interested in this whole concept is I received an email from a professor named Wayne Hayes about a product that he is beginning to market on a very small scale. It's called an ice vest, and it is meant as an adjunct weight loss tool. It's a canvas vest that's loaded with ice packs, and you're meant to wear it throughout the day at any period that you can, including at work, around the house. You wear it for about an hour or two until your body warms that ice to room temperature. And the inventor, Wayne Hayes, says that that burns about 250 calories. I am skeptical. I think his data he's drawing from is a small pool, but it burns some calories just in the process of heating that ice. And it actually wasn't as miserable as it might sound, because it's a heavy canvas vest and you're wearing clothes underneath it. So it's more like having when you might put an ice pack on a sprained ankle.
Okay, so you're not saying the all ice vest alone kind of regimen would work?
No, I don't think anyone's advocating that, and that can be overall bad, because if you feel like, oh, I'm wearing the ice vest, so I can just go on the eat as many cheeseburgers as I want, you know, you end up worse off for something like that, and that is a very legitimate criticism of this sort of thing.
You wouldn't be the first dieter to take that tack, however, would we? James Hamblin, senior editor at The Atlantic, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
James writes the monthly health column, and you can read his article about Ray Cronus and his research at wordofmouthradio.org.